So again, with me on the line are Ron Peterson, the president and CEO of Baxter Regional, Stephanie Free, the infection preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, the director of marketing. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Doing real good.
Good deal. Glad to hear that. Well, Ron, let's start with you. Can you update us on the latest local Baxter Regional COVID-19 numbers?
No, the numbers are on the climb again, and we've seen a total of 687,989 total cases across the state of Arkansas. We are up to 88,937 of those being active. That's up about 24,000 from last week when we were last on the air. Hospitalizations are at 1,487. ICU is 381. And of those in the ICU, 171 are on ventilators. We have seen a total of 7,339 cases in Baxter County. We currently have 492 active cases, and again, that's up about 150 from last week, so obviously on the climb. If you look at Baxter County and the five contiguous counties in the state of Arkansas to Baxter, we have 1,507 active cases, which is up 500 from last week. So again, just everything in the north central area in Baxter County, everything is definitely up. So want to make sure people are staying cautious and careful. As a system, we have tested 40,852 individuals. We've identified 4,101 positive cases. We have admitted 1,170 individuals to the hospital. We currently have 27 inpatients right now due to COVID. Last week at this time, we had 19. So again, that is on the climb. Six of those 27 patients are in the ICU. Two of those are on ventilators. We have had 756 employees test positive. We currently have 88 active positive employees, and of course they are all at home and in isolation, and so of course that is causing some staffing issues here at the hospital because we are short-staffed even beforehand, so that does cause some issues. But if you look at the vaccination numbers, Matt, fully vaccinized in the state of Arkansas, we're at 1,529,422, which is 53.8% of the population. In Baxter County, fully immunized is 45.5%, and Baxter Regional has distributed 25,499 doses of vaccine.
You know, Ron, this past week, the U.S. Supreme Court decided to allow the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers to go into effect. What can you tell us about that?
You know, you're right. They did allow that to go into effect. And as I kind of mentioned here, we're already in short supply, and many of our staff are exhausted just because of the demands of COVID-19. But we recognize that this vaccine requirement really will create a additional workforce staffing issue for healthcare providers like Baxter Regional. But Baxter Regional is going to work diligently to balance the requirements from CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, with the need to retain a sufficient workforce, and we will continue to provide high quality care to the patients that we serve.
Stephanie, let me go to you now. Has Baxter Regional seen a lot of COVID-19 reinfections with this latest Omicron variant?
Yeah, one thing that they have said about the Omicron variant is that it will invade your immunity, and our numbers are showing just that. So prior to December, we actually only saw 9 cases of reinfection throughout the entire pandemic. And since we've been tracking that, from the end of December, we have seen 40 cases of reinfection. So that has went up significantly. And some of the cases we have seen have actually even the first case of COVID that they had were in September and October. So, you know, we're seeing cases of reinfection as early as 3 months ago. So definitely something to keep an eye on.
You know, Stephanie, this is also the time where we're not only worried about the coronavirus. Has the hospital seen many flu cases this year?
You know, we have seen a little bit of an uptick, but knock on wood, it's still not been as bad as it has been in previous flu seasons. But we have diagnosed 21 cases of flu this flu season, and we have seen of those 8 admissions to the hospital. And what we're seeing, we did have one case of the patient actually had flu A and flu B, but the rest of them have been flu A.
Stephanie, has the hospital received any additional COVID-19 antibody infusions that can work on the Omicron variant?
Unfortunately, we have requested additional doses of the citrovimab, which is effective against the Omicron, but we have not heard yet whether or not we will receive any of those additional doses that we requested.
Tobias, the hotline number, what is that number if someone wants to schedule a COVID-19 test or a vaccine?
Sure, Matt. The number is 870-508-7001. And as you can imagine, with the total number of positives in our county, we are testing people sort of in record numbers. So we appreciate the diligence of the lab staff over there that do all that. Just a reminder to everybody, though, you do have to have an appointment. And again, that number is 870-508-7001.
Again, we've been talking with Baxter Regional President and CEO Ron Peterson, and infection preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, any closing thoughts?
You know, Matt, I just asked people, we talked about the number of people that are out here at the hospital with COVID, and so I asked people just to have some patience. Most of our departments have one or two people short-staffed, and we can feel that, and so just have patience. I know we've had to do some rescheduling of some clinic patients because, as you can imagine, when COVID, it just doesn't take a person here or there. It seems to break out in clusters, and so we did have to reschedule some clinic patients, but we are striving and making sure that we're providing a safe environment for our patients and also that we're taking good care of our patients and high-quality care, and that's what we want to continue to do.
Ron, Stephanie, Tobias, we hope you have a good rest of the day and try to stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.